Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, there's been a crash on the N3 southbound at Modderfontein, causing a bit of trouble in both directions between Buccleuch and Allendale. Very slow right now.
Media 24 has confirmed its restructuring plans, which will see the closure of mainstream newspapers, including City Press, Beeld Rapport, and the People's Paper, Daily Sun. Media experts, including Media Monitoring Africa's William Bird, are shocked.
These are established entities. Daily Sun used to be the biggest, most widely read newspaper in the country.
Moving abroad in Italy, leaders of the G7 countries met in Italy today for two-day talks. They were joined by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who heard that the USA, along with Italy, Britain, France, Germany, Canada, and Japan, agreed on a loan of $50 billion from frozen Russian assets. The money will be committed to Ukraine offensive against Russian troops in the country. For more details on this, go to jacarandafm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Fouchier, back at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. The Springboks may have their double World Cup winning wing Cheslin Kolbe available to play in the first two tests against Ireland. Kolbe withdrew from the box squad early on in the week, and he had a slight knee niggle that he picked up playing club rugby in Japan, and went for a specialist opinion. And that opinion must have been relatively positive, of course, as he's been added to the current camp that's training in Pretoria following a rehabilitation program. And now that Erik ten Hag's future at Manchester United as manager has been sorted out, the Dutchman has moved to resolve on the status of his backroom staff. While there has been no announcement at the club yet, it's widely reported this week that co-owner Jim Ratcliffe had decided against firing Ten Hag following a review of the FA Cup win, of course, over Manchester City. And it looks like Ten Hag wants Benny McCarthy to stay on with him as the attack coach. Speaking of attacking, well, Rafa Nadal, he's confirmed that he's going to be missing Wimbledon, but he's going to be attacking Paris in full force at the Olympics. The Spanish Tennis Federation announced that the two-time Wimbledon champion and newly crowned French Open champion Carlos Alcaraz would be representing the country on the Roland Garros clay. And in football news, former Roma coach Paolo Fonseca, well, he's set to return to Italy, this time as the new boss of AC Milan. The 51-year-old, who's already signed a three-year contract, had been with French club Lille since 2022. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Thank you, Joe. Brayton Paulser is here. He's our guest after 5 this afternoon. And up next, we're going to find our next finalist for those incredible tickets to Loftus, tickets to the President's Box, tickets to the Change Room. Next.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
I can't go fast.